Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. Be heard by calling 401-737-1287. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 FM, WEEI. Scott Cordishy, Nick Coit with you. Let's go back to the phone calls, 401-737-1287. The phone number, Jackson, Connecticut. Good morning, Jack. You're next on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Good morning, Nick and Scott. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you, Jack?
Good, Jack. How are you?
Good. So I was having a conversation with a coworker, and we were talking about self-quarantining and getting shut down for a couple weeks. And I said, we will all be a bunch of bloodthirsty shut-ins. Do you remember that phrase from about 20 years ago, 22 years ago? Are you familiar with bloodthirsty shut-ins?
No, I'm not.
No.
Okay. So I Googled it. Dan Shaughnessy called the Boston sports fans, the sports fan base, a bunch of bloodthirsty shut-ins in regards to criticism about Drew Bledsoe.
Wow.
So I read the article, and there's like some eerie similarities. Bledsoe's 25, great regular season numbers, 3-3 in the playoffs, 5 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, and 6 playoff games. He did get them to the promised land once, but just increasing criticism. Carroll is the coach. It's 98. Obviously, we're 3 years away from Brady ever showing his face. But it just was interesting, and he's basically saying, what do you do? You've got this guy. Can you take him to the next level, or is it time to jettison him? And I just think to myself, Belichick had the foresight to go with Brady when Bledsoe was obviously, was he on the downslide? I don't know, but he wasn't, going to get them where they needed to go.
Yeah.
Could he possibly catch lightning in the bottle a second time?
Yeah.
And you're talking about moving away from a 25-year-old guy.
And that was 98, you said? 1998?
Yep.
Wow.
They had just gotten bounced by the Steelers in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I think they got shut out. And the game ended when Bledsoe could have taken him to a drive.
Yeah.
And he had a strip sack or a fumble of some kind. He also had a really bad interception in that game. So, it's just – with everything else that's going on in the world, it's just it's just going to be really interesting whenever it ever gets back up again. But I mentioned this to you the last time I talked to you. Brady is uncharted waters. He's 43 years old.
Right.
I want to think that he'll ride off into the sunset, but football is not a Hollywood movie.
Well, and that's why the Patriots were going year to year with the contract, and which is why I just don't believe for a second that they were going to give him 2 years and $50 million guaranteed. It just... Putting that out there and saying we would have done that contract is just it's insulting to our intelligence because we know they're not going to pull that out of their back pocket. It just wasn't going to happen. Oh, by the way, we haven't even discussed the fact that now they have a 13-point-something million cap hit that would go along with the $25 million guaranteed per year. So you'd basically be paying them 38. That wasn't going to happen.
You can say what you want or think what you want about Bill Belichick, but I'll give him credit for this. He has a way of doing business, and he doesn't deviate from that regardless of what the player's name is and what he means to the franchise. In other words, he has a price for every player in every position, and he's not going to go over that. And, earlier in Tom Brady's career, would he have given him 2 years and $50, $60 million? Sure. But at this stage, for a guy that's on 42 going on 43, whose productivity has declined, given, what they have to spend under the salary cap, he didn't feel like it was worth it to make him that type of offer, and I don't blame him.
No.
Right?
So
he's not going to say, I'm going to make an exception because he's Tom Brady and what he means to this franchise, and we really need him to retire in a Patriots uniform. Nope. This is the way I do business. This is the way I've always done business, and I'm not going to deviate or make exceptions to that rule.
And if you're the Buccaneers, you have nothing to lose. So I do that deal. You know, you're a team that can do that deal. Go ahead, Jack.
Can I just make one more? There was another similarity. Yep. Shaughnessy cited Drew's chumminess with Robert Kraft. And, you know, that it sounds familiar?
Oh, yeah.
And there was actually some players that sort of resented the fact. And Shaughnessy even went as far as to compare Bledsoe to Carl Yastrzemski and Tom Yawkey's relationship, which I know is probably before you guys' time. But when there was a player strike going on, Yaz was like, why should I strike? Mr. Yawkey's been damn good to me. And he was damn good to Carl. But I don't know. It's sort of history repeating itself, and it's certainly interesting. And I thank you both for your time.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate the call.
So we got a text here responding to what we were just talking about with Jack. Bledsoe got hurt. Bill did nothing special, all flip-flopping at WEEI. Let me tell you something. Bledsoe, to a certain extent, doesn't get the credit that he deserves. Okay, he was the guy, along with Parcells,
absolutely,
that turned around the fortunes of this franchise.
Absolutely.
Because they had bottomed out. They were at rock bottom in the NFL, and he, along with Parcells, as I mentioned, gave instant credibility to this franchise.
Yep.
Don't forget that before Tom Brady was ever a part of this organization, he led them to a Super Bowl in 1996. Okay, the 96 season, you know, they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, you know, Bledsoe deserves a lot of credit. Now, obviously, he did not turn out to be the player or the winner that Tom Brady was, but don't downplay what Bledsoe meant to this franchise.
No, at 100%. Yeah, Bledsoe and Parcells. We've talked about this before with Parcells and the fact that he's not in the team Hall of Fame. They got to repair that relationship because he deserves to be in there. Because you're right. That's the word that Bledsoe and Parcells brought to this organization. You just nailed it, Scott. It's credibility. It's credibility. They were a laughing stock in the league. And then Kraft took over, brought these two guys in, you know, and was a high, you know, Bledsoe was the high draft pick. You know, Parcells was this, you know, larger than life coach. And they turned this thing around. And then it led to the, you know, the golden age that we've seen the last 20 years with Belichick and Brady. So, you know, I'm glad that I lived through that part of it too, just to see it, just so I'm not, you know, because some people here, it's been 20 years, Scott. You know, kids have grown up in New England. That's the shell shocking part of this week. Kids have grown up in New England that are, what, sophomores in college, and they've never seen another quarterback for the New England Patriots, you know, consistently besides, you know, Tom Brady. It's amazing to me.
My son was born in 2004, and he knows nothing other than the Patriots not just being winners, but constantly being Super Bowl contenders. And I told him it's not going to be like that for your entire life. It's going to come back in the other direction. And maybe this is that point where it does. I don't know. I still have confidence that Belichick can keep this franchise very competitive. Will they be competing for Super Bowls? Maybe not. I'm now, for the first time in many years, interested in what the AFC East is going to look like this year, right? Because I think these other teams are looking at this. Okay, here's our chance. Finally, we have an opportunity to catch up to and maybe pass the Patriots. And you look at the moves the Buffalo Bills have made, right? Stephon Diggs, Miami Dolphins with all their free agent money that they're spending, a lot of it on former Patriots, and all the draft picks they're sitting on. The Jets, they're still the Jets. But the fact is, I think this division, for the first time in my eyes, is wide open where it never ever was before.
Right.
401-737-1287, the phone number. Norm's in Central Falls. Good morning, Norm. You're next on Cordish and Coit on WEEI.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just finished my 24-hour paramedic shift, so I don't want to talk about the virus at all.
Oh, geez.
I would like to make two points. One, I wish Brady all the luck and success in the world, because I just don't want to see him be Brett Favre. You know, we can't miss you if you don't go away.
Right.
No, so, you know, so hopefully he goes out the last couple of years, he's moderately successful, and he has a good finish to his career, because he certainly gave us a lot of great time. About the Patriots, over this period of time, oh, and by the way, I still have my hat from the 1996 AFC Championship. I wear it, and kids look at me like,
what is
wow,
that?
Retro hat.
Yeah, you got a snapback? That's cool, bro.
Yeah, I got a snapback, absolutely. You know, the thing with the Patriots that impressed me the most over the last few years over this great run is, you know, you never saw, they were never on television making fools of themselves. They were never on social media bragging. They never had the real big end zone celebrations. There wasn't one guy that was going to you know, outshine everybody else. And that system, I think, is going to get them over this hump. Are we going to win the Super Bowl next year? Probably not. But I really think it's the system, or the quote-unquote Patriot way, that has led to a lot of our success. We took guys that were locker room cancers and turned them into cheerleaders and good players again. The players that they should have been if they had shut their mouths the first time.
Well, and this speaks, Norm, to, you know, the opportunity that Belichick has now without Brady to prove that, you know, his way works, and he can bring in guys and he can win without the quarterback being, you know, who he has been. And he has a chance to, you know, put his own stamp, you know, on this era with the Patriots. If you didn't have him, then, you know, it would look a lot different going forward. But, yeah, Belichick, this is his time to shine, to try to bring out the talent in some of these guys that he's signing, whatnot, and to try to coach up another quarterback.
Well, and I've heard the argument made both ways, right? I mean, on one hand, those that would be pro-Belichick will say, well, you know what? The system is so good what he's developed here that he went 11-5 with Matt Castle, a guy that never played a game in college at USC, right? So with the year that Brady went down, he won 11 games. The flip side is that those who will be the Belichick detractors will say, well, he's got a losing record without Tom Brady as his starting quarterback going back to his days in Cleveland. We're going to find out. How good is the system?
If I look back at all the jobs that I had that fizzled out in the first couple of months or whatever, when I was new at what I did for a living, you know, I can't count those kind of Cleveland things against him, because I certainly don't want those Cleveland-type things judged against
me. Agree.
I think it was just so impressive that no trash talking, no big, you know, highlight reels, you know. Even, I love Wes Welker. He opened his mouth. Guess where he ended up? Gone.
Maybe the one guy that had the leeway, the one guy, and because he was just such a beast for the time that he was playing, was Gronk. That was probably the one guy. But even then, you
and
know,
really
he would
not
fall in
the
line.
Like the end. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I think it's really the whole team thing that really distinguished the Patriots from pretty much the rest of the league, or certainly the AFC East. Is no superstars, nobody who wanted to grab the limelight, nobody that was, you know, trash-talking the other team. And I just didn't see that. I don't see that in other teams. And that's what I think is certainly a big key in the Patriots' success. I'm not a Tom fan in favor of Bill. I'm not a Bill fan in favor of Tom. I just think that if they keep this kind of system where it is really a team sport, they're going to continue to have success.
It's the culture.
I mean, only time will tell, but yes. I think we may find out that the answer to both is yes, okay? Number one, how good is Belichick's system, and can you sustain winning without Tom Brady? I think we'll find out, in my opinion, that the answer to that is yes. And then I think we'll also find out, is Tom Brady more than just a system quarterback? Can he win without Belichick? And I think the answer to that will be yes, too. It can be both, right?
Hey, Norm, stay healthy, and thanks for the call, all right? Thanks for your work.
All right, Norm, thank you. 401-737-1287. The phone number, text line is 37937. We'll take a break. Back to wrap things up on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.